Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Pome. This is the final week of the legislative session, and it's unknown whether the Minnesota House will take up a comprehensive gun violence prevention package. The legislation already passed the Senate. Maggie Emery of Protect Minnesota has a message for Republicans who appear to be blocking a vote.
Look at your colleagues who were gunned down in their home. Look at the children who were shot to death while praying in a church. It's not true that there's nothing we can do. Passing common sense gun violence prevention measures like what's in this package will help prevent these deaths, and you have the moral obligation to get that done.
The Senate package includes a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, something House Republicans say they will not vote for. Small Business Day at the Capitol takes on new meaning this year. Small business owners and their advocates will gather today to push for legislation to provide relief following the ICE surge in Minnesota. The Senate has already passed a relief bill to provide $100 million in forgivable loans to businesses that can prove they lost at least 30% of revenue during the surge. The bill is stalled in the Minnesota House. The municipal marijuana dispensary in Anoka is already giving back to the local community. Police Chief Andy Youngquist says the Anoka Cannabis Company donated more than $3,000 to the Animal Containment Center to purchase chip readers.
Pet owners will have their dog implanted with a chip so it can be returned to them. So now all of our community service officer vehicles have this chip reader immediately available to them so we can try to return that animal quickly. So that was an expensive purchase for us, and Cannabis Shop helped us directly with that.
And Democratic delegates in Minnesota's 2nd District are endorsing former state senator and Lakeville mayor Matt Little for Congress. He won 63% of the vote at the weekend convention. The Timberwolves topped the Spurs 114-109 at Target Center last night to even the Western Conference semifinals 2-2. Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 36 points.
Today is Mother's Day, so I just wanted to win for my mom. And it was just that simple. I couldn't lose this game for her.
Edwards lost his mom and grandmother to cancer in 2015. Wolves coach Chris Finch says Ant carried the team.
Oh, it was awesome. He was special. You know, this is what he loves. This is what he lives for. You know, not just big games, but big moments.
Spurs center Victor Wembanyama was ejected in the second quarter for elbowing Naz Reid in the throat. Game 5 is Tuesday night in San Antonio. And the Minnesota Wild and Colorado Avalanche play Game 4 of their second-round playoff series tonight in St. Paul. The Wild scored the first three goals Saturday night and skated past the Avs 5-1 at Grand Casino Arena. This is MNN.